Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. Do you know what holistic healing means? Well, this is what somebody recently asked me. I, of course, have published a book on holistic healing, and it's the type of integrative medicine that I focus on. And when we think of the word holistic, think of the word whole, W-H-O-L-E. And when I think of it, it means you as an entire whole being, mind, body, spirit, or soul, as well as your environment and your relationships, because each of those aspects will influence and impact your physical well-being, your emotional health, and your mental functioning. So as a physician, I focus on the whole being, because early on in my career, I was exposed to Chinese medicine for drug and alcohol detox, and that led me to trauma training. And when you look at Chinese medicine, which is oriented towards getting down to the root cause of illness or dis-ease, and you look at trauma, it is at the root cause, 9 times out of 10, in the world of addiction, except for those people who get addicted to painkillers after surgery or an injury, for example. So what does this mean? This means that every client of mine would normally have to take a little quiz. Now, I've made this for free. I tell everyone about it. It's the ACE quiz, the Adverse Childhood Experiences. What we know, thanks to the great work of Drs. Felitti and Onda, we know that if before the age of 18 you experienced one or more of what are considered adverse childhood experiences, such as physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, witnessing domestic violence, having a parent or family member who was incarcerated, having someone in the home use or abuse illegal substances, for example, all of these things include, of course, you know, your own abuse, all of these things can predict with high likelihood whether or not you will get a long list of health conditions. I will insert the audio for the laundry list of health conditions that are linked to ACEs.
High levels of trauma, abuse, dysfunction, and discrimination lead to an increased risk of alcoholism and substance abuse, allergies, Alzheimer's, anorexia, anxiety, arthritis, asthma, autoimmune disease, acting out behaviors, binge eating, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, compulsive shopping, gambling, overeating, criminality, depression, diabetes, fibromyalgia, heart disease, high blood pressure, poor immune function, infertility, lung disease, liver disease, early mortality, osteoporosis, premature aging, relationship difficulty, smoking, sexual risk behavior, suicide, and violence.
So, now that you know that all those illnesses are directly linked to adverse childhood experiences, you can understand now why, as a physician, you know, and so many other functional medicine docs and pediatricians, we all zero in on identifying if you experienced something that may have impacted your brain and your nervous system, your immune system, your cardiovascular system, that's the heart, the hormone system, all of those get impacted due to early stressors, trauma, abuse, neglect, and so on. And so how is it that we can predict that risk? How is it that one could actually have an illness later in life that was linked to something in childhood, even if you have become very, very health conscious? Well, depending on the age that you were, you may have had your brain impacted to stress or violence or abuse or neglect. You may have also been living with such high stress levels that this cortisol impacts the way the brain develops and impacts the way that our DNA gets modulated. So this is the study of epigenetics shows us that there is DNA, so part of your chromosomal material, DNA gets modified when we have high stress for long periods of time. So I won't get into the details of DNA methylation, but there are these little methyls that get stuck onto the DNA. And that can make us disease prone, and not just physical illnesses like allergies, asthma, arthritis, all of the autoimmune conditions, but also behavioral challenges and things like depression, anxiety, difficulty with impulse control. And that leads many people to use or abuse substances, food, sex, gambling, shopping, hoarding. Now, the reason I'm harping on this again in the context of holistic healing is because even as a physician, we can run the greatest diagnostic tests in the world to figure out all of the things that are going on in your internal system. But if we don't address the underlying trauma, if you haven't already done so, to process that trauma and get at that root, it doesn't matter what we diagnose or what kind of treatment. Many times people will not get better until the underlying trauma has been addressed and resolved. So many of us are walking around in denial, like I was. I used to think like, oh no, my childhood was fine. You know, yeah, my parents were divorced and there was some bickering, but it wasn't really that bad. Because I was comparing myself to like the people who really had it bad. But it's only been in the last few years that I'm realizing the impact of family strife and dysfunction in the home impacted me on a physiologic level. And so even the wise and spiritually evolved among us can often downplay what happened in childhood. And that is not doing us any favors. Now, of course, we want to look on the bright side. We want to take the positive out of every experience. But the reality is, on the brain, the nervous system, and the tissue and cellular level, those traumatic experiences and memories need to be discharged. And if we stay in denial, if we don't call it what it was, we don't get to that resolution so that the body can heal itself. So with holistic healing, what we're talking about is, yes, when you need medical or pharmaceutical care, you get the right treatments, and you support that with any number of therapies that will support all of you, mind, body, soul, environment, and relationships, because otherwise you end up perpetuating a problem. And oftentimes when you address the trauma and you address it holistically, the need for surgery and medication drops significantly. And these are important things to think about, because when you think about that trauma is almost like this pebble in your shoe, in your physiology, that's probably leading to a lower lifespan because it impacts this little enzyme called telomerase that protects the end caps of our DNA. We know that living with an inflammatory system on overdrive is not good for us. It puts us at risk of diabetes and Alzheimer's and so many things. So we want to avoid the long-term consequences of the past. And I know that is, for many people, it's a very sensitive thing to think, what, I got to go dig up stuff. And while that's not very fun, it could actually save your life. And if you happen to be a parent or are planning to be a parent, you could be saving the generations to come, because trauma is passed down genetically. It's not just what we learn and absorb. It's also, for example, in a mom's eggs. So if mom is already carrying the genetic material of her offspring, if she doesn't address that trauma and that stress, she can pass it on. And so how we respond to life right now, we may find that we're tweaked, that we're really upset, we're easily triggered. That might be a clue that there's something for you to go looking at. And I definitely recommend that you do this with a coach or a therapist if you find that just the idea of looking at your family of origin starts to flood you with anxiety or fear. That is a normal part of like facing the denial. I also highly recommend for those of you that want to be in a support group, you can join us every month for the Real Self Love Live. I teach, I lead guided meditations to help you connect with your authentic self, to connect with the inner child, your loving inner parent, and any other archetype you need. If you need more personalized attention, you can book a session with me privately. And of course, I actually believe that there's a lot of great healing and recovery in the 12-step programs. So if addiction or eating disorders have been a part of your life, then 12-step recovery can help. If family dysfunction or being raised in an alcoholic or abusive home has been part of your experience, then the adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, that's a mouthful, could also be helpful for you. So message me if you think that the 12-step recovery model might be something interesting for you. But what we will be sharing from this point going forward is a lot of resources for building up resilience, that is our innate capacity to bounce back after illness, injury, accident, loss, abuse, and trauma. We want to build up our resilience so that we can get back to baseline, but we don't stop there. What we want to do is springboard you forward in post-traumatic growth. So it is not true that, you know, if it didn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. It could, but there are certain aspects to this field of post-traumatic growth from the research that we can see we can actually nurture. Like some people will just naturally be positive, they pick up and they go on. But some of us need a little guidance and coaching so that we don't get stuck in victim mentality. And you will find that if you have any of these health conditions that may be linked to early trauma, you will get some serious resolution. All right. So in the holistic healing model, yes, we look at psychotherapy. We look at the different types of psychotherapy that may be useful. Group work is incredibly important. Inner child or internal family systems work is incredibly important. For some people, EMDR, eye movement desensitization and repatterning, can help you uncouple the stress response and the painful memories from what happened in the past. Narrative therapy helps you tell a new story about what happened in the past, about your worth, about what's possible for you in the world. Because oftentimes when we've experienced one of these ACEs, if we didn't have the positive reframing or comforting or compassion from an adult caregiver, a trusted caregiver, if we don't have the positivity to counterbalance the negative, the adverse childhood experiences, then we need to bring those things online. And part of that could also involve body-oriented psychotherapy or therapies, such as somatic experiencing. Well, there's a long list. Yoga can be incredibly helpful, particularly if you're going to a trauma-informed yoga studio, because it can feel very frightening when we start to look at things that happened in the past. If you were someone who dissociated to cope with whatever was happening to you, being back in your body might feel really scary. If things have been lodged in your body as pain or tension, you need a skilled practitioner to help you feel safe in the body so that you can release and heal and evolve. So that is what we mean by holistic healing. It's not focusing on only one part of you, it is all of you. And I just want to remind you that you were born with your resilience muscles intact, even if there was trauma or drama during your mother's pregnancy. You have an innate vitality code. That is, your body has this innate wisdom of how to return to baseline, or what we call homeostasis. Now, if that code got deactivated because you had to be more in hypervigilant fight-flight mode, you know, you were always putting out fires and feeling stressed and anxious, then you need to relearn how to safely let that go and reactivate your innate vitality code. So that is what you will be seeing and hearing in some of our upcoming masterclasses. I am developing an online course on building resilience and a membership community around this so that you can get support. You can be with some beautiful people from around the world who are on a similar journey. If you have a question about holistic healing, resilience, recovering from childhood trauma, or the ACEs, then feel free to leave me a message or send me an email. Until we meet again, my friend, please remember that you are a gift to this world. So share your presence with passion. Much love. Listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's IN, the number 8, vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.